Well, good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. I hope your week has been going great so far, because mine has been a beautiful, warm week ahead of us. A Bible reading this morning will be Psalm 91, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. As always, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the foulest snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. This week, I'd like for us to personalize Psalm 91. When we were young, my mom made us memorize a lot of Bible chapters, and this was one of it. I can still say it by heart, the King James Version, of course. And whenever I'm scared, whenever I feel like I'm being overwhelmed, I just say, I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm saying of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver me from the snares of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence. He shall cover me with His feathers, and under His wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that fly by day, nor of the destruction that wasted at noonday, nor of the, you know, I just, 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 shall fall at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked. And I see it, and I actually believe it. And those things have come to work for me through my walk in life and through my walk with God. I want you to, this week, this month, this year as you go, whenever you feel like you're being overtaken by sadness, whenever you feel like you're becoming vulnerable, I want you to personalize Psalm 91 and say it, because it's a promise, and the promises of God are yes and amen. They do not return to Him void. So if we put all our trust, all our hope, all our protection, all our safety in God, He is definitely going to fulfill His promise. The Bible says that you will trample the great lion and the serpent. I don't know about lions, but they're little. I know if I see a lion right now, I'm going to bolt. But there are little snakes that I see in the front porch. And I found out that the more I saw those snakes, the less scared I am of snakes, you know. So this Bible passage might not be literal, like you stepping on a serpent, because if you step on a copperhead, it's going to strike, you know. But you will not be afraid of terror. when the terrors come against you, when difficulties come against you, you will not be scared because you know who you have backing you, and you will not be afraid of them because you know you're not fighting them. God is fighting them on your behalf. So, verse 14 says, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. So when we love God, when we put God first in everything we do, when we trust God 100%, he will rescue us from every tribulations, from every trouble, from every problems, from everything that we face, from everything that we think we're facing. God is bigger, God is greater, God is bigger and stronger than them. You know, verse 15 says, he will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. That means whenever we call on God, he makes it a point of duty to answer us. He will be with us whenever we're in trouble, even though it seems overwhelming. We know that there's the fourth man in the fire with us, and we're going to come out unscarred. We're going to come out unburned. We're going to come out not even smelling of the flames. You know, my husband and I spoke about, my husband was talking to me about the fourth man in the fire when I was half asleep this morning. I'm like, you know what, leave me alone. I didn't know that I was going to end up coming to talk about the fourth man in the fire. The Bible says, with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Long life on earth, long life, eternal life. Okay. And he will show us his salvation. That means he will save us from our oppressors. He will save us from everything you think is bothering you. As long as we acknowledge his name in verse 14, you know, we acknowledge his name. We see him rather than seeing the problems, because he is bigger. Okay. Whenever our kids, if you have kids or you have younger siblings and you guys, and they're in trouble, they run to you. They see you because they know you're gonna, maybe they see a spider. If my daughter sees a spider or a little cricket, she runs to me, and then because she knows I'm gonna crush the cricket or the spider. And even when she saw a snake, she ran to me because she was sure that mommy would kill the snake or at least protect her from the snake. And that is how God wants us to be. He wants us to see him rather than seeing the snake. He wants us to see him rather than seeing the spider. And when we run to him, he never, ever disappoints. I pray you have a fantastic rest of your week. And I pray that the God who has promised to be our shelter, our shield, our fortress, will be your shelter, your shield, your fortress in everywhere you go, wherever you step with the sole of your feet. No evil will befall you. No plague will come near your dwelling, because he has given his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Have a wonderful week, everyone. This is Toby Rich.